Real Talk Real Muslims is a podcast by two young Muslims who talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly of life as a young Muslim today.
Welcome back to Real Talk Real Muslims, a podcast where we share our experiences as first-generation American Muslims and where we aim to connect with other young Muslims to let them know that they are not alone in their struggles. This is Rawana.
And this is Rand. Welcome to the introduction of the Taboo series. In this episode, we're going to briefly talk about why we decided to create this series and what you guys can expect from us during this time.
So, as you guys know from the introduction of every episode, we started this podcast with the goal to discuss the good, the bad, and the ugly of life as a young Muslim today. And we really also wanted to create this podcast to help establish a platform for young Muslims, somewhere where they feel heard and represented. And so far, we've talked about a lot of topics relative to the life of a young Muslim. But in order to continue to fulfill the purpose of the podcast, we want to dedicate more time to the topics that are considered shameful and are stigmatized in our communities.
Yeah, definitely. And also, like, during this time, Rawana and I have really noticed why we don't talk about these topics, because finding people that are comfortable with talking about them and sharing their knowledge about these topics is really hard. So we're very thankful to have found people to talk to us about these topics and hopefully share this information with you all. And we've also noticed that these taboo topics are just brushed under the rug. Like, we don't like to talk about anything that's shameful. And when reflecting back on the topics that we're going to talk about and other topics related to them, a lot of times we're told that we shouldn't be talking about these topics. And in Arabic, we're told that it's aib. And I know that there's a word in every single language that many of you may have heard in relation to these topics and topics related to them that kind of justify why we don't talk about them. And the main reason is because it's uncomfortable. And that's why we don't know a lot about these topics. So we just want to talk a little bit about that today before we release our other episodes concerning these topics.
Yeah, and I feel like one reason that we don't talk about them in our communities, or at least one reason that I've been told, is that if we do talk about issues like, what is Islam's perspective on homosexuality, or like, what are like the guidelines for interacting with like the opposite gender, people think that it's gonna like corrupt the youth. Yeah. And just by talking about it, people are gonna do the thing. Or for example, if we talk about like, you know, addiction in our communities, people think that, again, just by talking about it, people are actually gonna go out and do it. When in reality, I feel like the lack of information and the lack of conversations about these topics makes people wonder about them, or makes them not recognize like how they may be personally harmful to them, in addition to like them also being like, you know, like not permissible in our faith as well. And I feel like the lack of knowledge makes people think that, oh, I want to explore it, or oh, it's not bad, like no one has ever really told me like why it's bad, so maybe I should just go try it. And then at the end of the day, like ultimately goes back to harm that person. So I feel like just like the lack of knowledge is really detrimental to our youth, and I feel like this podcast can hopefully be a place where we help to kind of reverse some of these ideas about what will happen if we do talk about it.
And I really think that our communities just don't think that we go through these struggles. Like, we don't have mental health struggles, and we don't struggle with learning how to interact with the opposite gender. And I also truly believe that our communities, not all of them, but some of them, believe that our Muslim youth don't experience anything that has to do with homosexuality, so they just don't talk about it at all as well. And obviously, like you said, these are harmful things for our communities, because then we start finding out in like different ways that are maybe not permissible or not healthy for us. And honestly, instead of just like sitting down and having a conversation, we're like pushing our youth to go to other means.
Yeah. And honestly, I feel like one really important point too is that, like, I was listening to a lecture one time by, I forget who it was, so I'm sorry. But they were talking about, it was like an imam, and he was talking about how if someone were to like live an Islamic lifestyle, he was like, let's pretend that like at the end of the day, there really was no afterlife, and like, you know, none of this was like true or whatever. He's like, let's pretend that that's the situation. He was like, at the end of the day, even if you had followed everything that Islam said throughout your life and it ended up like leading to nothing in some hypothetical scenario, you still would have led a really good and healthy life. And he was basically referring back to the idea that everything that's not permissible in Islam is ultimately like for our benefit, or to protect us from something, or to improve our lifestyle in some way, shape, or form. And I think that that's like so important to our understanding, especially when it comes to like these taboo topics, because ultimately, like, we want to promote a better lifestyle for the youth in our communities. And by talking about things that are not permissible in Islam, like, it doesn't mean we're going to go out and do it, but it can help us have like a better understanding of like why is this not permissible, instead of just telling people, like, having doubts is haram or asking questions is haram. And I really think that, you know, hopefully through this podcast and through these, like, important conversations, we can help, like, to reverse this mentality that asking questions is bad or having doubts about something means that, like, you're not a good Muslim or not a good person.
Yeah, in Islam, we're not supposed to be worshiping blindly. Like, we need to understand why we're doing certain things, why we're worshiping Allah, why we pray, why we wear hijab, why we do things like that. So, also, Islam is, like, a personal religion. Like, it's between you and God. It's not between you, the community, and God, you know? And I feel like we've gotten these things mixed up because we just, I feel like we're kind of, like, moving towards practicing as a community and just, like, judging people as a community than, you know, thinking that, oh, like, here's one Muslim and here's another Muslim and they're, like, completely different, but they have the same core values. Like, I don't know. It's just really weird. And like Nawan was saying, like, questioning is not haram. And that's why, like, there's some people, like Yusuf Estes, for example, he came from Christianity because he said, or he was a priest in Christianity, and he was saying, like, every time someone asked something, we would just say, just believe, just believe. But that's not what we're about, you know? And obviously, there's a lot of sects of Christianity that are not about that either. But in Islam, we are told to, like, ask, you know, gain knowledge. Knowledge is power in Islam. So why not ask questions about something that could affect our afterlife, you know?
Yeah. And ultimately, I think something that, like, helps people, or for me personally, that has helped me, like, solidify my identity and, like, become stronger in my faith, which is obviously, like, a lifelong process, but it's, like, having, like, the autonomy and, like, the personal understanding as to, like, why I don't do certain things.
Yeah.
And, like, as young Muslims living, like, in the U.S., like, in a non-Muslim country, like, one of the most common things that we experience, we talked about this in previous episodes, is our friends at school and other people will come up to us and be like, why do you wear the hijab? Why do you believe this? And we address this in some of the upcoming episodes that we're going to be releasing, is, like, how do we address these questions that we commonly receive? But ultimately, I feel like understanding the answers to these questions helps strengthen our identity as young Muslims and, you know, will help just create, like, a stronger and, like, more cohesive generation of Muslims in the future who don't, like Rand was saying, just blindly believe in a faith, but who really, like, understand it and then, as an extension of that, like, embody it in their practice and in their character.
Yeah, no, definitely. And you know what another thing is? Like, we're always, whenever we ask a question that may be uncomfortable to our parents or our elders, they just say, this is haram. And, like, we throw around the word haram for everything. Like, it's like, no, don't drink Pepsi, it's haram. Like, maybe it's bad for your body, but it's not haram, depending on what you believe is in Pepsi. But, like, that word is thrown around so many times, and you just need to sit there and question, like, you might ask, why is it haram? And then no one gives you the answer. But, like, you have the right to know why is this haram, because at the end of the day, you need to make your own decisions, because at the end of the world, you're going to be the only one that's, like, going to be rewarded or punished for what you do. So it's really important for you to understand what's going on.
Yeah. And I think just, like, overall, like, there aren't very many platforms where these kind of, like, misconceptions and these taboo topics are addressed. And it's really unfortunate to see, like, people that I knew personally, like, in my life, like, maybe start to, like, go away from Islam or, like, start to be like, well, I don't really believe in it anymore, because they never felt like they were actually, like, properly taught their religion. And not only that, but they were taught it, like, in a context that is relatable to, like, the modern day and age. And Islam is, like, a timeless religion, you know, like, it applies to any time period in any age. And I think that the key is to really have, like, knowledge out there that people can access that is competent in its understanding of the time period that we are in and can explain how Islam applies to every aspect of our life today. So I really hope that this series, like, does that for everyone. And, like, I know that, like, we really enjoyed, like, recording the episodes, and we, like, learned so much in the episodes that I feel like in my, like, 20 years of life, like, I went to the masjid all the time with my parents, and I went to Sunday school and went to summer school and all that stuff, and, like, no one ever answered these questions for me. So I really hope that, like, we can be the podcast that, or the source of information that, like, I wish I would have had when I was younger.
Yeah, no, I agree with Rowan, and also, like, I feel like we really hope that through us having this conversation that you guys could also give your input and also, like, try to fix our communities from this standpoint, you know, because we can talk about certain topics here, but we really need to start from a really young age, because also I feel like our parents, our elders don't want to expose us to these topics, but we're going to be exposed either way. Yeah. Like, every topic that my parents haven't talked to me about, I know about from school. I know about from my non-Muslim friends. Mm-hmm. So it's much better for me to know about these topics from an Islamic standpoint, where, like, you know, I get a clear understanding of why the religion is telling me to do this or, you know? And also that just, like, helps us not rebel.
Yeah. And to, once again, like, have, like, stronger, like, belief in our faith and really understand where we're coming from. So through these different episodes, we kind of hope to accomplish all of the goals that we talked about and to demonstrate, like, why, again, it is so important for this platform and for similar platforms to exist and to disseminate this kind of knowledge to the Muslim youth today. So we've revealed the topics that we will address on our social media pages on Instagram and Facebook, which are both at Real Talk Real Muslims, by the way. So make sure to follow us there to stay updated with the release of the episodes. We will be releasing an episode every Saturday starting on September 12th. So this is when this introductory episode is going to be released to you all. And so every single Saturday after that, we will be releasing one of the Taboo series to you all.
So if you haven't seen it on our social media yet, the topics that we're going to be talking about in this Taboo series are misconceptions in Islam. We have a part one and part two. We're also going to be talking about mental health for young Muslims, gender relationships in Islam, just how to interact with the opposite gender and dating in Islam. And we're also finally going to be talking about homosexuality in Islam. And we've gotten a lot of questions from you all about these topics, so hopefully with our guests we'll be able to address most of your questions, and we really hope that you guys will love this series and benefit from it, and we really hope to also hear your stories and concerns about these topics in the next couple of weeks when we release. And we will be creating a Survey Monkey so that you guys can give us your feedback about the series anonymously, because we've seen that you guys really appreciate being able to submit your feedback and questions anonymously. So we really hope that you guys do that.
And one thing that I really love about this Taboo series is that this is really just kind of like directly interacting with the youth and answering you guys' questions. We had an anonymous survey on our social media a couple weeks ago where we asked you all to submit your questions about these topics. So the episodes are completely based around the questions that you guys had about all of these topics. So it really is, I feel like, a series by the Muslim youth and for the Muslim youth, as cliche as that is. So we really hope that you guys enjoy this series.
So basically that's all that we have for you guys today in this first episode. We just wanted to have an episode that releases before all of these, just introducing what you guys can expect and just getting you guys excited, because honestly you guys should be excited, because Rawan and I have learned a lot and we're really excited to share this information with you all. So that's Real Talk Real Muslims for ya.
Bye!